Let's continue this conversation about the woes of the Postal Service from a different perspective. And one of the difficulties in talking about the financial woes of the Postal Service is that the mail system is such a powerful symbol of a functioning government and infrastructure. Mail delivery is in the Constitution, after all. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 7, Congress shall have the power to establish post offices and post roads. Implied there, I suppose, though, is also Congress has the power to do nothing about the Postal Service as well. The Senate has passed legislation, as we've heard, to allow the agency to recoup over $11 billion it had paid into a remarkably generous employee pension fund. It also provides incentives to retire about 100,000 postal workers. It's unclear, though, if the Republican-controlled House will take up the matter. Joining us now is Democratic Representative Dennis Kucinich from Ohio's 10th District. Congressman Kucinich, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Let's just begin with a big issue. Maybe we've reached the point in the 21st century and in the United States where governments should be more concerned about creating universal access to Wi-Fi and the Internet than propping up the Postal Service. What do you think?
Maybe we've reached a point where government's just an auction and everything goes to the highest bidder under Citizens United. I mean, the fact of the matter is the Postal Service is viable, and the reason why it's in trouble is because a 2006 law had imposed upon it a pre-funding of employee retirement health benefits to fund them out 75 years within a 10-year period. And so a $5.5 billion payment was missed yesterday in what was essentially a manufactured default. There's an attempt to wreck the Postal Service so that various interest groups could pick up the pieces and capitalize on it. I mean, this is an outrage. It is a scandal. Meanwhile, Congress is yesterday, big debate over increased sanctions on Iran. It's like we're spoiling for another war, and we not even minding our own business, not taking care of things here at home. This is so characteristic of what's going on in Congress. We look, and in our government, we look all over the world for dragons to slay. Meanwhile, we've got massive unemployment. We have people who are losing their not just their jobs, their homes, their retirement benefits, and we've got our Postal Service in trouble in a manufacturer default, and we're trying to mess around and tell people all over the world how they have to live.
Congressman Kucinich, I'm sympathetic and would love to have a discussion with you about the dysfunction of Congress, but in the minutes that we have, let's just focus on some of the big issues at the Postal Service and talk about this manufactured default. Let's say you and the Republicans could resolve your differences over the pension system, reduce it down, or eliminate it entirely. I mean, a lot of people in the United States have virtually no pension whatsoever as a way of cost savings and focusing on the operations of the post office. There are still big questions on the horizon that need to be resolved about the number of post office facilities, the way the mail is delivered, that really are a little 19th century here in the 21st century, and eventually you'll have to deal with those. Do you agree with that?
Well, you can look at changing the model or modifying the model of the Postal Service, but you have to remember, that what's behind some of these plans are trying to break the Postal Service union employees, break their labor agreements, cut 6-day delivery, cut overnight services, which would be a windfall for the private delivery services. I mean, this is, sure you can have a legitimate discussion about what you can do to fix the Postal Service. You should fix the overpayments that the Postal Service has made to its civil service retirement pension account. Allow it to use the surplus in the federal employees' retirement system account to cover the shortfall when the annual retiree health benefits fund payment is due. I mean, it isn't like you can't do things to provide financial relief. You can. But what's happening here is a deliberate effort to wreck the post office. And, Congress has the power under the Constitution to create and fund a postal service, it also has the power to disestablish it. And in this era where everything is for sale, that is really what's behind the scene. This is an attempt to privatize the postal office service by pushing it into default and financial ruin.
All right, but it's going to be ruined either way. I mean, if we stay with the status quo, it's going to be ruined. If we, deal with the free market, sort of subterfuge that you say is going on with the Republicans, that's also going to sell it off piece by piece. I guess my frustration, and a lot of Americans' frustration, is I would really like to talk about what the Postal Service is going to do in the 21st century and not talk about union busting or privatization. Those are abstract concepts. Why can't Congress just focus on what's the public postal service supposed to do in 2012?
I agree with you, but if you're a doctor and you see that somebody's sick, you better find out why. The reason why the Postal Service has problems is a self-created problem. It's not that it cannot be financially viable. Now, let's talk about the model in the future. People who are listeners have been to the U.K. Look, they have a range of services they provide at post with their post there. And, we can expand into banking. It's interesting that banks are lobbying to essentially against any sane relief for the Postal Service because they don't want to have to process checks that go in. They'd rather do everything by electronic data transfer. Well, what about the universal service principle? What about the fact that there are people who may not be writing checks every day? What about the people who in the inner city who rely on post service or the rural areas?
But can't you deliver services to them that don't require the Postal Service? I mean, couldn't the Postal Service get involved in making those universal services, but just not using the old brick and mortar that's been around for 200 years?
Okay, the current infrastructure can always be modified, and it has been. You see post boxes disappearing from neighborhoods. You see post offices being closed. But there's an attempt to further strip that infrastructure, to close even more post offices and even regional mail centers. And this is about, just understand, this is about taking down the infrastructure of the post office so that there is no public infrastructure, so they can move forward with a private infrastructure, which will mean less service, higher cost, and actually denying many Americans an access to the postal service that's been a part of the country's history for 224 years.
Sure. Well, all right, before we go, is the House going to do anything on this? So under a minute.
No, because, today the House is going to break for a summer vacation, and it's going to be the summer of our discontent. Because with so many people out of work, with the Postal Service and a brink of a manufactured or in a manufactured default, we're looking at a government that is dysfunctional. It doesn't prove that government works. It proves that we need a constitutional amendment to eliminate all private funding in elections because our system right now is for sale and all these interest groups are moving in it.
All right. Representative Dennis Kucinich, not happy as the summer vacation starts in the House, Democrat representing Ohio's 10th district. Congressman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.